as the official and legitimate governing body of Libya. But the question becomes, how will that help the rebels? At this point, you know, we spoke today to the press secretary for the Transitional National Council. He told us that what they're in need most of right now is funding, that this council has been promised for the past few months $700 to $800 million. They've been given assurances and credit lines from countries that have frozen assets that belong to Libya, but that they have not received those funds, that they need those right away. In fact, he said they need at least $3 billion in aid immediately. They need it as quickly as possible in order to try to establish the democratic institutions and reforms that the international community and the Libyan rebels are so desiring for Libya. The fact of the matter is, it's a political crisis. The participants of this meeting today were frustrated because the military campaign is going much slower than everybody initially thought it would. And the Transitional Council and the rebels are saying they need this money, they need it now, and without it, as many assurances as they might get, as many conferences as there might be, not a lot is going to happen in Libya to assure what needs to happen in order for this council to be the governing body and for Libya.